K-State Nation, what's going on? Happy holidays, folks. Merry Christmas out there. Eddie Greer, the third host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, all the way football, all the way to women's volleyball, and everything else in between. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for jumping in late in the year 2024. We're almost crazy. Almost the year's almost over. Of course, and of course, the K-State side of things are 2024 almost up as well. But we got the football game here remaining for K-State football. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by during your busy holiday season to giving us a listen. If you like what you're hearing, and I hope you like what you're listening throughout this past year. Of course, it's been a crazy year transitioning all that fun and stressful stuff. Again, make sure you subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Hit the alarm bell. That will give you the notification every time we post an episode. Even if we post an episode three times in a day, you'll be notified right there. First off, so definitely thank you. Like Monday, three episodes were posted up there as well. Like I said, I've been recording content because yeah, I'm gonna be busy throughout the rest of the week, of course, throughout the remainder of the Christmas week. And speaking of which, time to kind of get a prediction for the Rate Bowl. Rutgers, Big Ten opponent for Kansas State football, of course. Rutgers 7-5, for those who don't know. I kind of did a little bit of a slight overview of Rutgers, whether that's schedule, the offense, the defense. And now, I'm going to give you a prediction, of course. You know what I'm going to go with. How can I not see here and pick Rutgers? That's just wrong. That is bad. But anyways, if Rutgers does win, it's because K-State has done in the last 3-4 games. It is the polar opposites. Rutgers comes in this bowl game. Of course, Rate Bowl out there in Chase Field, home of where the Arizona Diamondbacks, that Major League Baseball team, plays. This is going to be played for kickoff a little bit after 4 Central Time, 5 Eastern Time, and I believe that is going to be 3 o'clock-ish on the west side. If Rutgers does upset K-State, it was because turn the ball over. You can't do that. And I might do some reverse psychology here on this episode here. But one obviously sticks out. You can't turn the ball over. The last couple of times, especially the 2 out of 3 losses with Iowa State and Arizona State, you turn the ball over in the first possession of the game. That can absolutely not happen. That just can't happen. It just can't happen whatsoever. I don't know what it... I mean, the second play of the game against Arizona State at home, you don't show up. Every Johnson gets picked off. And then the last game of the year, for the very first play of the game, Avery Johnson tries to hit Dylan Edwards on a pitch. If that goes successfully correct, one of those guys takes that thing to the house, and we might be sitting here talking a different bowl game here in the late December, but we're not, right? You cannot turn the ball over. You've had at least 2 weeks to prepare for Rutgers, right? So go after them with the run game with Avery Johnson. You're not going to have DJ Giddens, the number three best running back in all K-State history. You're not going to have him for this ball game. Joe Jackson, Dylan Edwards, put the ball in their hands, and even you, Avery Johnson, keep it every now and then, give you some yards there as well. So that's one thing that sticks out, right? And the other thing, number two for K-State in this game, right? You got to start, along with that, you got to do the opposite of what you did in the 2-3 losses. What was it doing? Did not want no ads on here, and instead he wants to do that. Start fast. You got to start fast. You can't let Rutgers hang around, all this other stuff. You got to start off fast against the ball club. You're not going to have Keegan Johnson either on this team, right? It's going to be down to Cephas Brown. I don't think Trey Spivey is going to even suit up either, because he hit the transfer portal. you're going to have forgotten Jaden Jackson in there. We've totally forgot about, that's my guy, Jaden Jackson. You're not going to have him. well, not going to have him. I forgot about him all year long. It's been a lot of talk about Spivey and Brown lately on this particular podcast, but we forgot about Jaden Jackson. Don't forget about him. Or are we going to see Sterling Lockett on the football field other than catching punts and fair catching them? Or are we going to see that? Right? So you got to start out fast against Rutgers. It'll be nice to get a touchdown in the first possession of this football game, right? And then set a tone for yourself. Set a tone. Go out there, get fired up. Yeah, this is not a damn college football playoff football game. I understand that. Everybody understands that. Says that. This is a damn bowl game. You won 8 games, right? You have an opportunity. Yes. Yes, we didn't live up. Yes, y'all didn't live up. Not we. Y'all. Y'all didn't live up to y'all expectations, right? But you have one last chance to grab some momentum back. Get to the offseason and work on your craft. That's what you got to do here. And I think for number 2 for K-State in this football game on Thursday afternoon, you have to start off fast. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, this is the prediction. Preview/prediction. Last preview-ish, if you will. Preview of the K-State bowl game against Rutgers, the Rake Bowl. And last prediction. I haven't done too many predictions on these football podcasts this year, every time I do. But yes, obviously, I'm going to pick K-State to win this game. They should be able to win this game. And that's 2. Limited turnovers, or, for the fact, let's not turn the ball over in the first 3 plays of the game. All right? Start off fast, number 2. Number 3, if Mangai, I'm just saying his name wrong, Kyle Mangai is playing in this game, on a defensive end of the ball, make this team one-dimensional. And that's... That is scary to say that out loud. Very scary to say out loud, because big plays, you're not going to have Jacob Parrish in the secondary. Playing after recording this podcast on Christmas Eve, I don't know who else is going to be sitting out or want to get ready for the NFL draft either. That's the only person I know from the defensive side of the ball, which is in green. His name is in green. Marcus Siegel's in green. And Keenan Garber's in green. So I don't know what that means. I know Jacob Parrish is declaring for the draft. So maybe that's it. I don't know. If that is, then you got to rely on young guys in the secondary, like a Jack Fabris, who made some plays in early on in the year. Let's see, the Kenray Stinger, a transfer senior. I haven't said his name all year long. Is Sashawn Rich? What is these names? Freshman. So you got Daniel Cobbs and Kobe McAllister. We all should know that name. And a name that I haven't said on this podcast that much, Justice James, who's playing a lot. He's a senior as well. So you're going to lose a bulk. And maybe VJ Payne. His name is the only one in a starting position, not in green. So probably he's playing this game as well. Again, I don't know at the time of recording this preview episode who's playing, who's in, who's out. But that's interesting to me, looking at the defense side. 3 to 4 of your secondary players, for the exception of Jordan Riley and VJ Payne, are in green. So is that telling me something there? We'll have to find out on Thursday for sure. But if that is true, then you're going to rely on these young guys to come in there and step up. And that's a scary thing. That's a scary thing saying out loud. And we've seen some big plays there. And can they clean up the special teams? Last but not least, clean up the special teams for one last game. Clean the snaps. Do what you got to do. Chris Tennant, obviously, throughout his tenure of K-State, has given us a lot of negative things to say, but at least this year, he has done his part. The rest of the special teams has not. So if that can level up to Chris Tennant's play this year, which has been great this year, then the special teams should be fine. K-State should win this game. should win this game. Look, Rutgers beat some good teams. Hey, they coming in the hot streak. Win the last 3 or 4. But hey, look, you lose this game, K-State, then there's already going to be a lot of questions to be answered. There's going to be plenty more, pretty sure, after the fact. And me and Ash will talk about it when we break back in the Podbean app over the bonus content over the Podbean app. You have to download the Podbean app. The channel is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R. The number 3, E-I-D-E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S, podcast for more K-State content. We'll open that chapter back up in the new year. We'll talk about that. We'll get you caught up on the women's sports. We'll look back at the women's volleyball team. We're getting to that, but the holiday season and all that, didn't want to mess with that too much. But feel free, download the Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-O number 3, E-D-I-D-E-D-D-I-E. Philosophy has podcast there on that. But yeah, so I basically just touched on everything. Special teams, defense, offense there. I'm going to say safe here. K-State is going to win this thing. I'm not going to say the score. I'm not going to say what it is. Got a feeling it's going to be maybe like it was last year with the Pop-Tarts Bowl. There against NC State. I'm going to say K-State wins this thing. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes down to one score. But again, who knows? I think it's going to be at least K-State wins this thing by 2 scores. Again, Rutgers, no disrespect back to them. But again, I just said, played it on both sides. If K-State were to lose, I mentioned 2 big things. Turn the football over. You can't do it, especially within the first five offensive plays of the game. Can't do it. You just can't. You have to break that trend. Start off fast. You don't. It's going to be a long afternoon for Kansas State football. So definitely we'll see what happens out in Arizona on Thursday afternoon going into the evening. K-State Rutgers Thursday, 5 Eastern time, 4 Central here. And I believe it's on ESPN. Let me see. I should know this by now, but I'm going to be finishing up working. So there's that. Let me see real quick. Do a little bit of... A little bit of quick research. I should know. Poor me. Oh, boy. K-State, Rutgers, time of the game. Let's see. Rutgers. Time of the game. Time. I don't want the prediction. I did the prediction here. Bad. This is bad. Let's see. Yes. Looking on here. So, let's see. It is. What? Yeah, 4:30 Central time. And I'm looking at. Trying to get to the time. I believe it's going to be on ESPN. Yeah, it says ESPN2 on here. But if it's not, you flip over to ESPN. You flip over to ESPN. Yes, it's been a long year. ESPN. But right here, it says ESPN2 in front of me. So, ESPN's been following K-State all year. So, that is what we got here. Finally, and we'll, of course, one more reaction podcast for the year of the K-State 2024 football season. Whatever happens. Hopefully they win this football game. That's all I got to say for that. But either way, win or another loss, we'll be back on here to have our final reaction of 2024 of the Kansas State football campaign. Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, Jaden Jackson and company, Brennan Mott, look to go out as winners one more time. And look for back-to-back 9-win seasons against Big Ten opponent Rutgers, who comes in this matchup, winning the last 3-4, 7-5, finished the Big Ten Conference at a 4-5 record. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up on this final preview football edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Eaton out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from... I'm not from California. Eddie Greer from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much once again all year long for listening to football coverage of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you hit that like, subscribe button, and hit that alarm bell for notifications every time we post Kansas State content. Go Cats.